Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. This is a weekend update covering the last few days. Google released video editing capabilities in Gemini Omni Flash, and the results are getting real attention. The model can edit objects, people, and scenes in video while keeping the rest of the frame intact. It's a Flash model, so it's designed to be fast and cheap to run.
Reddit users are split. Some are excited about the creative possibilities. Others are worried about deepfakes and misinformation. One commenter mentioned seeing a fake Trump crypto scam ad on YouTube already. The practical question is whether this scales for full-length film work, since VFX artists point out that consistency across thousands of shots is still a real problem.
One number to know: 3 videos per day on the Pro tier. That's the current limit for Gemini Omni Flash, which tells you Google is being cautious about adoption while they work out the policy and technical questions.
Anthropic published documentation for its native advisor tool in Claude Code and the API. The idea is straightforward. A faster, cheaper executor model can call a stronger advisor model mid-task for strategic guidance. You can pair Sonnet with Opus, or Haiku with Opus, or even run 2 Opus models together if you need an independent review on high-stakes work.
The catch is that it's server-side only, so you can't hook into it or restrict when it runs. Some developers report it fails on very large contexts or certain model pairings, and there are open issues on GitHub about those edge cases. But the core pattern, escalating to a stronger model when you need it, is useful for balancing cost and quality.
An open-source tool called PixPipe is getting attention for cutting Claude Code and Fable token costs by 59 to 70%. It encodes text as pixel data inside a PNG, so Anthropic's image pricing applies instead of token pricing. The trade-off is accuracy and speed. The model has to decode the image first.
A developer published AI Rules, a tool that keeps Copilot instructions, Claude configs, and cursor rules in sync from a single source. The problem is real. Copilot reads one file format, cursor wants another, Claude wants a third, and they drift. The tool generates all of them on a pre-commit hook, so you don't have to manually update 5 different config files every time you change a rule.
ByteDance's Doubao and Alibaba's Quen are disabling human-like and user-created agent features before July 15th, when China's new rules on anthropomorphic AI interaction services take effect. The rules target services that simulate human personality and provide sustained emotional interaction. Customer service bots and workplace assistants are exempt, as long as they don't involve emotional engagement. Our World in Data reports that U.S. and Chinese companies train almost all of the world's most used AI models based on OpenRouter usage data, though OpenRouter is one API router, not a complete picture of global AI usage. One thing to try when you're using an AI coding agent is to be specific about the intent before asking for the implementation. A developer shared a framework for this. The problem is that AI agents often understand what you're asking for in a technical sense, but miss the actual goal. You ask it to build something. It explores, makes assumptions, writes code, and then you realize it's technically correct, but spiritually wrong.
The fix is to front-load your intent. Before asking for code, describe the problem you're solving and the constraints that matter. It takes a few extra tokens, but it cuts down on the back and forth, where you're explaining why the technically correct solution isn't what you needed. It's a small habit that saves review cycles. That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.